This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Afghanistan is counting votes a day after it held its presidential election. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
An upsurge in violence in the run-up to the elections following the collapse of U.S. Taliban talks to end America's longest war had already rattled Afghanistan. Yet many voters expressed frustration over government corruption and chaos at polling stations, such as incomplete voters' lists and unworkable biometric ID systems. Reports of violence emerged from southern Afghanistan, the former spiritual heartland of the Taliban. A bomb attack on a local mosque where a polling station was located wounded 15 people. Elections in Afghanistan are notoriously flawed. In the last presidential polls in 2014, allegations of widespread corruption were so massive that the United States intervened. No winner was declared, and the U.S. cobbled together a unity government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Syria's top diplomat is demanding the immediate withdrawal of American and Turkish forces from his country, and says his government reserves the right to defend its territory in any way necessary if they remain. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Addressing the UN General Assembly through a translator, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim says the U.S. and Turkey maintain an illegal military presence in northern Syria and must leave.
Should they refuse, we have the right to take any and all countermeasures authorized under international law.
Syria's civil war has been going on for 8 years, and while most of the country has returned to government control, the oil-rich northeast is held by U.S.-backed Kurdish groups, and rebels still hold part of the Northwest. I'm Julie Walker.
The UN Refugee Agency and the Coast Guard say a boat carrying at least 50 Europe-bound migrants capsized in the Mediterranean Sea off Libya. The UNHCR has not released any details on casualties. From Washington, this is VOA News.